Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents!
Hands where we can see them!
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it up!
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10, 9 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
A lot of injury updates for you right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Boy, we got some big names that may not play today. Let's talk about it right now. I'm Adam Azer with Heath Cummings. We'll jump right to it. That Saints-Bucks game. Heath, who's playing for the Bucks?
Tom Brady's going to play, we think. Assuming he doesn't retire again before the game. We expect Leonard Fournette to play. We expect Mike Evans to play. We expect Russell Gage to play. Julio Jones is up in the air.
Okay, so, and Kamara is not expected to play according to Adam Schefter. So you've got Mark Ingram. How much do you like him? Is Mike Evans a star? I mean, who's a good start in this game?
We've got disputes on the Kamara thing because Ian Rappaport says that Kamara could still go. Assuming Kamara's out, I'd view Ingram as a low-end number two running back. I'd probably start him over David Montgomery. I'd definitely start him over Zeke. I'd start him over both the Jacksonville and Jets running backs. So a high-end flex, a low-end number two. I'm starting Mike Evans most likely. It's hard to imagine a scenario where I'm sitting him. I'm starting Michael Thomas as a number two wide receiver. Landry's not a bad flex. I would expect that there's more pass volume if it's just Mark Ingram and Latavius Murray as the two running back options for the Saints. Brady's a difficult one because of this matchup, but I'm not benching him for Carson Wentz. So it really comes down to, do you have Brady and Cousins or Brady and Stafford? I would start both those guys over him.
Let's talk about a couple of wide receivers that are playing either at the 4 o'clock time slot or on Monday. And we don't know if they're going to go as of right now. T. Higgins for the Bengals and Gabe Davis. You know, usually a guy's questionable, you play him, but a midweek injury is never a good thing. So are we starting Higgins? Are we starting Davis? What do we do with these guys?
Fully expect that T. Higgins is going to play. I believe he's cleared the protocol now. So he's a top 20 wide receiver. I'm starting T. Higgins. But top 25 wide receiver, right in that range. Gabe Davis, I think, and again, it depends on how you feel about him. We're lucky enough to have two Monday night games. So there could be an extra option you have. If you don't have somebody else, though, to protect you in that Monday night game, I'm not playing Gabe Davis.
Would you start, you can't start Tyler Boyd now, would you start, I assume, T. Higgins or CeeDee Lamb?
Ooh, that's, I would go T. Higgins, but that's right at the mark. T. Higgins is basically wide receiver 21 or 22 based on the format, and Lamb, I've dropped behind right to that range.
Are you ready? It is finally, Heath, it is Paris Campbell time, is it not?
I don't anticipate that it is. Listen, he's a fine desperation flex, but I don't know that he's going to be better than Ashton Doolin, who was better than him last week.
Right.
So I like if I had a choice and I had to go scramble to the waiver wire, Greg Dortch was 2% rostered. Arizona's still without Rondale Moore. I would play Greg Dortch over a Colts wide receiver. I think there's a very good chance that Indianapolis just goes super run heavy in this game.
And what about Nyheim Hines? Did you boost him with Paris Campbell? Paris Campbell and Alec Pierce are both out.
Yes, I did boost both Hines and Jonathan Taylor because of the increase in expected volume. I would start Hines in full PPR over Ezekiel Elliott, over Jeff Wilson, over the Patriots running backs and the Bills running backs and the Jets running back, or not Michael Carter, over the Jaguars running backs. So, yes.
We'll talk about DeAndre Swift in just a second, but let's talk about Alan Lazard. He is going to, he's likely to play. He's a Sunday night game. Do you feel comfortable starting Alan Lazard?
I would start him over Gabe Davis. He's in that borderline number three range, just ahead of the Giants wide receivers, just behind of Jarvis Landry, Darnell Mooney, Hunter Renfrow, Elijah Moore. So right in that group.
Is that because you're not sure he's going to play or because you just want to see something first?
It's very close to what my expectations were before the season. I want to see him have success as a number one wide receiver.
Okay. DeAndre Swift. So how about DeAndre Swift? Can you start him?
We're expecting that DeAndre Swift is going to play. There's been some talk that he could be on a pitch count. I would not. I'd like it if I had two running backs better, but you probably don't. He's a right around RB20 for me. I would start Nick Chubb over him. I would start, this will get, be controversial, but I'd start Daryl Henderson and Cordarrelle Patterson over DeAndre Swift today.
Wow.
We've seen him leave a lot of games early.
Yeah, he does get beat up. J.K. Dobbins or DeAndre Swift?
Oh, definitely DeAndre Swift. I'm not sure if J.K. Dobbins is going to play. He is in that, not in my top 40 running backs.
He's
I
want
to see J.K. Dobbins.
Well, oh, you don't know that he's going to play? I was under the impression that he's definitely playing. He's been practicing.
Ian Rapoport tweeted this morning that even though he's practiced in full, it's still not certain.
Oh, I didn't see that. Well, that definitely put, because I've been pretty high on J.K. Dobbins. It's going to have to reevaluate that. That's disappointing. Okay, I think that's pretty, oh, George Kittle. So George Kittle unlikely to play, it seems. You know, can we start Trey Lance?
Oh, I don't want to start Trey Lance. I think he's good DFS play because there is a lot of upside. But this Seattle defense takes away the one thing we've seen him do well as a passer, and that's the deep ball. They're going to make him go down the field in an efficient manner. I'm not sure that Lance can do that. And once again, there's weather concerns in a Trey Lance game, so maybe he'll just get another excuse, and we won't find out if he's good or not.
I'm just going to read a few questions here from the crowd. Stafford or Brady?
Stafford.
Michael Thomas or Jalen Waddle?
Thomas.
Pick two in PPR, Damian Harris, Michael Carter, and Elijah Moore.
I'll go with Damian Harris and Michael Carter, and Harris is someone that I'm very interested. He was actually more involved in the passing game than Stevenson. Now we don't have Ty Montgomery. Harris could be a starting running back, just not even questioning it.
Start a flex, Mark Ingram, Gabe Davis, or Cortland Sutton?
Definitely Sutton, but I would play Ingram over Davis as a flex if anybody has that choice.
Gabe Davis or Chase Edmonds?
I'd play Chase Edmonds even if Gabe Davis was playing.
Okay, and last one, Melvin Gordon or Rex Burkhead?
Melvin Gordon. I think he could have a very good day today.
Good luck, everybody. We will talk to you. You have a couple ways before the games we have a couple ways before the game. Sorry about that. Heath Weekes, I gotta go. Watch our live stream, youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. Okay. youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, or watch CBS Sports HQ from 10 a.m. Eastern to 1 p.m. Eastern. Sorry, folks. We'll talk to you later on Fantasy Football Today. We almost made it the whole thing.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.